Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about a new perspective on love, real love. I get questions sometimes about love, probably more than about anything else. How to know when love is real, what is real love, what is love? Boy, if this isn't one of the major questions of our human existence, I don't know what is. So I have a perspective for you today. And I think this is probably one of the better, more important perspectives that I've received. And it's that real love is joy, awe, and gratitude. The combination of joy, awe, and gratitude. So we're going to be diving into that, and when you break it down like that, love is very easy to understand. So before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Dzerzhinsk, Russia. Spasibo za eto svyazh. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just scroll down to the show notes, follow the link, and let me know how I can help. And because our audience is worldwide, you may notice, and I should mention this, that the website is translatable. Let me know. I don't actually know how good the translation is, but we have a translation plugin there that should allow you to translate the site into your native language. When you ask questions, and I get this question a lot, when you ask questions, if you would prefer to ask the question in your native language, do so. I can translate it. Not a problem. Or if you want to ask it in English, that's fine too. I have some minor capability, travel level capability in a bunch of different languages. So don't be shy. Okay. So we're talking about real love. And is it just a combination of joy, awe, and gratitude? So I'm often asked how to recognize real love. And I gave a really complicated answer in another article a while back and another podcast a while back about recognizing real love. And I broke it down into different types of love. And that's a great way to analyze love as well. But here I want to share a simpler test. Let's suppose someone claims to love you, or maybe you think you love someone else. Well, let's find out. So this makes a really cool, simple test. Real love is a combination of these three things: joy, awe, and gratitude. So let's start with a case where you think you love someone. First, you need to ask yourself if you really actually know this person. Do you really see their truth, or are you just projecting what you want them to be? What you think they are, what you hope they are, what you want them to be now, what you want them to be in the future? Or are you really actually seeing them as they are truly today? If you know their truth, then you can test this concept of, do I love this person? And you can test it with three questions. First of all, do you feel joy? Does the fact that they exist at all in this world make you smile, regardless of whether they're with you or with someone else? Because this might not just be a romantic relationship. This could be a family relationship or a dear friend. We love many different people and many different roles in our lives. Do you feel joy? Regardless of their actions, do you feel joy for the simple fact that they exist? Next, do you feel awe, A-W-E, awe. Do you feel amazed at the fact that someone like this exists in this world? Again, just the fact that they exist. Does that make you go, wow? It gives you joy and it makes you go, wow. They exist in this world. Do you feel amazed at their existence? Do you feel awe or amazement at certain aspects of their personality to just make you go, wow, that's amazing? And lastly, do you feel gratitude? Do you feel gratitude for the fact that they exist in this world? Do you express your gratitude to them? Do you feel gratitude for all they do for you or do for others? And these three questions are really just focused on their existence, their mere existence, regardless of whether they're hanging out with you or off doing something else. There's no jealousy. They just exist in this world, and the fact that they exist in this world, doing what they do, being who they truly are, gives you joy, gives you awe, makes you say, wow, is amazing to you, and makes you feel gratitude. Thank you that there's somebody like this in the world. Thank you for what you do for me. Thank you for what you bring to my life. Thank you for what you do for other people. Gratitude. If you feel joy, awe, and gratitude when you think about them, then what you're feeling is divine, unconditional love. Because they didn't have to do anything to elicit that joy and amazement and gratitude from you. Just their existence, the fact that they exist at all or ever did, is enough to elicit these feelings from you. Now, let's turn that around. Suppose someone loves you. Let's find out. Is it unconditional love? Is it conditional love? Or is it something else like lust or infatuation? So, first question, does your mere existence bring them joy? Do they take joy in seeing you happy? Do they take joy in supporting your independent path in this world, regardless of what that is? So this is a little bit more complicated question, because how would you know if they feel joy? You can't know what someone else is honestly feeling because you're not them. But you can notice, do they seem to be happy around you just because you're you? And a really interesting kind of test for this is if you have an independent path that's not the same as theirs, or that even might be something that they don't totally agree with, do they support you in that and revel in your joy of your path, regardless of how of their own opinion of it? Or do they try to tell you no? All right, next question. Are they in awe of you? Do they express awe, amazement in some particular aspects of your personality or your skill set or just who you naturally are? Do they express amazement in who you truly are and the fact that you exist? Do they feel and express gratitude? And you have to look for the expression of these things, because otherwise you wouldn't know, right? They'd have to express joy, express amazement, express gratitude. Are they thankful that you exist at all in this world? Do they express gratitude for the things you do for them? Are they grateful to you and for you? And do they express that? If so, this is unconditional love versus conditional love, which is what we were speaking about before. Conditional love has conditions attached, right? If you do this, then I will love you. If you act that way, I will love you. If you take that job, I will love you. If you change yourself for me, I will love you. That's conditional love. That's not real love. We are all seeking and craving the divine, true, real, unconditional is what we mean. Unconditional love that loves us as we are in our truth, whatever that is, especially when we're not proud of our truth, loves us anyway. Which is to say, expresses joy, awe, and gratitude at our existence regardless. That's what we're seeking. That's what we're looking for. Now, sometimes, you know, we're really hung up here on looking for that expression, that they express joy, awe, and gratitude. But people may feel things that they don't express. They may feel joy and awe and gratitude, but fail to express it. So how would you know? Well, in these cases, you might catch them looking at you and smiling with that sheepish joy slash amazement look on their face. Look for the details. And take a look at your own feelings and how much of those feelings you're expressing. If you love them, if you feel joy at their existence, express it. If you feel awe and amazement at their truth, express it. If you feel gratitude for what they're doing for you, express it. Definitely express gratitude. The best part is you can express joy, awe, and gratitude to anyone, anytime, even if you're shy to express love specifically. I mean, you could express joy, awe, and gratitude to a friend. You could express joy, awe, and gratitude to a coworker. You know, wow, you did such an amazing job on that project. You have a fantastic way of dealing with people. I am so thankful that you came through on that presentation, right? You can express joy, awe, and gratitude in any setting to anyone, and they will be thrilled to receive it. And when you express your own joy, awe, and gratitude, it makes people feel wonderful, and that makes you feel wonderful too, because you just made somebody feel good. That feels good. That comes back to you. Now, the hard question. What if you realize that what you thought was unconditional love is not? Examine it. Is it conditional love? Are you putting conditions on your love? Is your partner putting conditions on their love? Do you or they have to do something, be something, act a certain way, change yourself, do or not do something? Those are conditions. Now, if you find that you're the one setting conditions, you can fix that. Choose to love without conditions, no matter what they say or do. Choose to find joy, awe, and gratitude. Seek the ways that they give you joy. Seek the things about them that inspire awe in you, and express your gratitude to them for what they do. If you see that divine light in your partner and you express joy and awe and gratitude for those aspects of them, it will grow. They will give you more of what you appreciate. If your partner is the one setting conditions, then you have a choice to make. Stay or leave. If the relationship is abusive, you should definitely leave in a safe way as quickly as possible. If the relationship is fixable, you might want to try and fix it. First, break the cycles within your relationship by expressing joy and awe and and gratitude for the other person. Just try it and see how they naturally respond. If more change is needed, ask them to do the same. Ask them to express their joy, their awe, their gratitude for you. Express that you would like to be more deeply connected to them. See where it takes you. Don't be afraid of the truth, though. Don't be afraid of the truth. Whatever that is. As they say, the truth will set you free. Sometimes it sets you free from a relationship, but sometimes that opens the door to exactly the kind of relationship you want. And it might be with who you're already with, or it might be with somebody else. As always, working on yourself is the first step, even in a relationship. Be the kind of partner you want to have. Express your joy, express your awe, express your gratitude. Love unconditionally, if that's what you want, and unconditional love will come back to you, right? Because whatever you send out comes back. So give the unconditional love that you want to receive, and you'll see it come back to you. Heavy stuff today. So if you are currently in any kind of love relationship, whether it be a romantic love relationship, or you love members of your family, or you have a dear friend, take a little time today to tell them why they are awesome. To thank them for being a part of your life. To thank them for just the awesomeness that is them, that is their truth by sheer existence alone. Try it on your coworkers. You don't walk around going, I love you. Just say, you're so awesome. Tell them why they're awesome. And be thankful for what the efforts that they make. And you will get more of the awesomeness and more of the great efforts. So try it. Put a little joy, awe, and gratitude out into the world and watch it come back tenfold. Send me your thoughts and questions and ideas as you try this experiment. And let me know how it goes for you. Thanks for joining us this time. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Prana Asati, complete connection.